The following series addresses sensitive topics, including self-harm and suicide. Listener discretion is advised.
Uneasy Tiger. Alright, folks, I am blowing this popsicle stand.
Good night, Sherry.
Good night, Angela.
Not a bad night.
Oh?
I don't spend it all in one place.
$1,000 in tips? Not a bad night at all, Rick.
Good night, Sherry.
Yep, see you tomorrow.
Eesh, it's cold.
Who needs cash?
I mean, I could always use more.
Exit the 5 at Sepulveda Boulevard.
Okay. Shit, where's my car? I could have sworn I parked here. There you are. Fuck. Fuck, fuck.
Call 555-DATE.
Please, hand stop shaking.
Get wild.
No.
You're
no. No.
Going.
No. No. No.
No! Fun awaits you. Call 555-DATE. Join.
It's okay. I'm okay. God, I hate this apartment. Sweet girl. I hope you're having sweet dreams. Unlike Mama. Please, brain, no more nightmares. I'm awake. I'm awake. Mama's here. She's coming. Good morning to you, too. Babalu, why'd you let me sleep in? Yeah, you did. Don't you know Mama's got her exams today? You didn't. Well, shoot. Yeah, I know I'm wasting even more time standing around talking about it. Ah, hot. Oh. She drives me crazy. Like no one else. And I can't help myself. Luisa, how's your breakfast coming along? Yeah? Looks like most of it is on your face than in your mouth, baby girl. Come on, just a few more bites and we're done. Come on. There you go. Ugh, this coffee sucks. Okay, one more bite, Babalu. No? No more? All done? Okay, this delicious meat mush puree is going away then. Babalu! The coffee wasn't that bad. Now who's gonna clean this up? Yeah, let's worry about it later.
The LAUSD Teachers Union continues its strike, and a brutal attack on a San Gabriel family has left 3 dead and 1 in critical condition. Police are asking the public...
You're late.
I know, I'm late. I'm sorry.
Same time tonight?
What's today?
Tuesday.
Oh, hello, my Lulu.
Tuesday. Yes, I close tonight.
Okay. Auntie and Uncle will take good care of you.
Oh, hey, Cher.
Hey, Jim.
Stay for a cup of coffee?
I can't. I'm already running late, but thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Mama has to go now, okay? But I'll see you later, my sweet girl.
See you, Cher.
Yep, later.
Okay, bye, Mommy.
Bye, Babalu. Okay, frontal lobe is responsible for... Where did I write that one down? Yes, the frontal lobe is...
Yes! I'm going! Jesus fucking Christ! The light just turned green!
Learn how to drive, you dumb bitch!
Yeah, yeah, blow it out your ass, you fucking cocksucker!
Okay, where was I? Frontal lobe.
Glad you made it, Ms. Zhang.
Me too, Dr. Shanti. Me too.
Bring up your test when you're done.
Cher.
Morning.
Morning. Here. Coffee.
How on earth did you know?
I had a feeling.
Ladies, no talking.
Hey, you okay?
I'll tell you later.
Psst, Deb. Thank you.
Of course.
Ladies.
Sorry.
I know, right? Right? Full custody? As if! The man can't even handle Max for a day, an hour. You know what makes me sad about the whole thing? Is that deep down, in the beginning, I knew something was off with him.
Intuition.
Woman's intuition. And I ignored it, Cher. I ignored it. And next thing I know, he's down on one knee proposing to me, telling me that I'm the love of his life, and I just went with it. Married him, had his baby, and then everything changed. Everything changed.
Men are dicks.
Men are dicks.
Except for Max, because, you know, he's a toddler who's not been ruined by misogyny.
Oh, yeah. No. John may be a piece of shit, but I will not let Max become his father. It's my fault. I did this to myself. To my child. I put us in this position. I just can't believe he would try to take Max from me.
He's not going to take Max from you. And if he does, we'll kill him. I'm kidding. Kinda. You know, I feel guilty too. Sometimes I think, what the fuck have I done? To Louisa, I mean. I know it's not the same situation as yours, but she didn't ask for any of this, you know? I made the choices I made, and what? Now she has to suffer?
Cher, you can't talk like that.
Neither can you.
And Louisa isn't suffering.
Maybe not now.
You're giving Louisa a good life. Because it's a life with you. Besides, to live is to suffer. To survive is to find meaning in the suffering.
That philosophy class is really doing a number on you, huh?
I think you'd love it.
Sitting around questioning the meaning of life? I could teach that class.
No, I'm serious. It's rewiring my brain. I'm looking at the world in a different way. You heard of the myth of Sisyphus?
Doesn't ring a bell.
It's an essay by this philosopher. I have it here somewhere. It starts off a tad dark, but stick with it. God's sakes, where did I put... Okay, I found it. Give it a read. If you like it, I've got more where that came from.
Mr. Albert Camus? I think. There is but one truly serious philosophical problem, and that is suicide. Ain't that the truth?
Like I said, a tad dark, but worth the read.
I mean, yeah. This does sound interesting.
I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
You never have to worry about a shortage of thoughts with me, Deb.
This is why we get on so well. When the semester is over, would you have any interest in going on a girls' trip? Well, you know, girls plus babies trip, but somewhere within driving distance, maybe.
Sure, if I can swing it.
Nothing expensive. Yeah. I just want a change of scenery for a few days. Maybe a cheap motel in Palm Springs. We could sit by the pool or something. That's if John doesn't ruin my life between now and then.
John will do no such thing.
He might
try. And if he does, we'll move to Plan B. Murdering him.
Fucking men.
Fucking men. Deb, you will get through this.
Yeah. So will you.
See? This. That. Communism. These Chinese kids. Even they want freedom. Miss, look at them. Everyone wants freedom, even Chinese. Ain't that right, miss? Miss? Miss?
Yes?
You see this? Look up there on the news. Thousands of student protesters take the streets of Beijing. Ain't that something?
Sure is.
This is why there's so many of you people here. Because you don't want to live commie. But now, these Chinese are taking back their country. Hell yes!
Who the hell is this moron?
You think I know?
Is it me, or is there a bunch of newbies in tonight?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we finally got raided by Zagat's.
As if. Are there a lot of ties and polo shirts here?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe this crowd will actually tip.
A girl can dream.
Everyone wants freedom.
I'm gonna have to cut him off soon.
Miss! Another!
Want a trade?
No, but I will. For you.
My angel.
Yeah, yeah. Another course?
You doing all right? All done?
Rick! We need more glasses!
Huh?
We need more clean glasses!
Really?
Yeah! You actually have customers tonight!
Well, shit!
Imagine you couldn't buy the car you wanted, the house you wanted, the beer you wanted.
You still doing okay? Yeah? Good.
Excuse me. Miller Lite, please.
You got it.
Excuse me, miss.
I'll be right with you.
Okay, but don't keep me waiting.
Uh-huh.
Hey, is the service normally this slow at, what's this place? Rick's Hideaway. Sheesh, can a girl get a drink around here or what?
I said I'd be right with Sam?
Took you long enough, Sherry, darling.
Sorry, I didn't recognize your... Sorry, sir, are you all set?
Yeah, he's all set. I got it, Lee.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll come find you guys. So, how the hell are you?
I'm, you know, good.
I can't believe you're here.
I can't believe you're here.
This is so crazy because I was just thinking about you the other day.
Really?
Yes. I've missed you.
I've missed you too.
What have you been up to the last 10 years? Has it really been that long? How's your sister? Your dad? Sorry, you're working.
No, it's okay. I'm actually due for my break in a few minutes. If you want to catch up?
I'd love that.
Okay, great.
Great.
Do you want anything to drink?
Oh, yes. Beer? Whatever you've got.
Coming right up.
They have these trade shows all over.
Trade shows just for electronics?
Oh, it's a booming business.
And you go to these trade shows and show off your
teleconferencing hardware.
Teleconferencing hardware.
These big name companies, you know, they have these offices all over the world, and these offices have to communicate with each other, but it's expensive to fly around the world. So instead, these companies can host a teleconference that lets multiple locations meet via one shared conference call that also has a video. So people can see their colleagues, like in real time.
Astounding.
It's the future, baby.
And your company pays you to fly all over the world to go to these trade shows?
Yep.
How do I get into the teleconferencing business?
Give up on any other hopes and dreams you may have?
Trust me, I know all there is to know about giving up on hopes and dreams.
Stop. You've had a rough few years. Taking care of a parent is no walk in the park, and having to do that when you're so young?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, I really am sorry. Your dad was such a kind dude. I'm sorry that I wasn't. I wish I could have been there for you.
Sam, you went off to college on the other side of the country, and of course it was gonna be hard for us to stay in touch.
I did try, though, to stay in touch.
Sam, it's okay. I get it. Life happens.
Yeah.
So how was it going to school in New York City?
Not gonna lie, pretty fucking great.
Ugh, I knew you were gonna say that.
I wish you could have been out there, too.
Me too. Remember how you were obsessed with Billy Joel?
Still am. Remember how you were obsessed with Pink Floyd?
No, I dug Pink Floyd. You, my friend, were obsessed with Billy Joel. I'm pretty sure the only reason you wanted to go to school in New York was because of Billy Joel. But there was this one album that you played over and over. What was it called?
Oh, Turnstiles.
Oh my God, yes.
Man, whatever happened to that A-track?
I don't know, but it took everything in me to not toss it out of the car window. Do you remember how obsessed you were? For like 2 months when you came to pick me up, I swear, every single morning you had New York State of Mind blaring from the speakers.
Did I?
Yes.
Well, I guess I was in a New York state of mind.
So, how's life in the Big Apple? Fucking amazing?
It's whatever. I mean, yes, it's New York. It's lively and vibrant and diverse and unpredictable. But it's also expensive and dirty and smelly and cramped and unpredictable. Honestly, being back in town these past few days got me thinking just how much I miss it here. My family moved back to Massachusetts a few years ago. It's been a while since I've been back here. I've gotten so used to traveling for work that it's become a bit boring for me, you know? I mean, not boring per se. When I first took this job, I was so excited by the idea of traveling for work. Like, ooh, look at me. I'm traveling for work like some bigwig. But then, after a few years, the shine just started to wear off. So when my boss told me that we had a trade show in Pasadena, of all places, I don't know. I was excited again. But yes, New York is fucking amazing. But there's something special about LA. The sun hits differently here.
If you say so.
I'm serious.
I'm sure you'll go back and tell all your friends about the exhilarating time you had in Pasadena, California.
Correction, the exhilarating time I had at Rick's Hideaway in Pasadena, California. Wait, is that...
Who?
That guy in the red shirt. Is that... Do you remember that dickwad in our English lit class with Ms. Wright?
Oh.
What's his name? DJ?
Yeah. DJ.
Ah, yes. Dickwad DJ. Is that him?
Oh, no, that's not. I don't think that's him.
No? Doesn't he look just like him?
Yeah, actually. But no, that's not him.
And I wonder what happened to that jackass.
I've actually seen him around.
No way. Really?
Yeah, we've run into each other here and there.
No shit. What's he been up to these days?
Oh, he's still a dick, but a rich dick. He took over his dad's plumbing business.
Ugh, asshole.
Yeah, if you hang around long enough, you'll see him.
What?
His face is plastered all over the vans for the plumbing business.
You're kidding.
Nope. It's like him and his dad standing next to each other, smiling like dopes and giving two thumbs up.
This is like the best news I've ever heard.
You're welcome.
God, is he married?
Yeah, I think so.
Who on earth would do such a thing?
Right.
I guess people can change. Do they have kids?
No, I don't think so.
There is a God. Sorry, I hated that guy.
I remember.
Did I ever tell you why?
Something about a basketball game.
Well, that's how it started. I beat his ass in a pickup game, and everyone in gym class witnessed it and gave him shit. So then he told everyone that I was a dyke.
Oh.
But everyone thought he was a dickwad, so no one took him seriously.
Still, fucking dickwad DJ.
It's fine. He was right. I just wish he hadn't stolen my thunder. I mean, to think I've probably been with more women than he has. Oh, sorry. I forgot that we haven't talked in a decade, so I'm gay.
I see. That's good. I mean, right? That's... You're happy?
Wholeheartedly.
Then I'm happy.
Be honest. You knew, didn't you? Back in high school?
I didn't know. Did you?
Yeah, I knew. Didn't quite accept it, but I knew. I hope this news doesn't make you feel...
Oh, God, no, please. I'm just, I'm genuinely happy for you. Really. Not just for that. I mean, for everything. You're inspiring, Sam. You've always been.
Even though I was obsessed with Billy Joel?
Even though you were obsessed with Billy Joel.
Sherry, I really did try to keep in touch. I called and left messages. I even mailed you a few letters. But I never heard back. It sounds like you were going through a lot then, so I don't want to make this about me, but was it me? Did I do something to make you...
No, not at all. I'm just not good at... You didn't do anything, okay? I really was going through a lot, and you were always such a good friend to me. And I hate that I let things fall apart. So I'm the one who's sorry, Sam. I really have missed you.
Me too. Whoa.
What?
Do you feel that too?
What?
Like we've been here before, in this exact spot, speaking these exact words to each other. Do you believe in deja vu?
Hey, Cher. Sorry to interrupt, but it's time for my break.
Oh, yes, I'll be right there, Angela. I guess I better get back to it.
Sherry, I mean it. I really have been thinking about you.
I've been thinking about you too, Sam. This is crazy. I was literally just talking about you to a friend.
Oh? About how fantastic I am, of course?
Yeah. Something like that.
Sorry, I know you have to get back, but I'm in town one more night and I'd love to see you again.
Me too. It's just, I have a kid, a baby girl.
Oh my God. Sherry, you're a mom? Congrats.
I know. Weird, right?
No, not at all. I'm just surprised. Delightfully surprised. What's her name?
Louisa.
Louisa. Oh, how sweet. And are you, like, married?
Oh, no. No. Me and her dad don't. We're not together. I'm not seeing anyone. Anyway, I just need to ask my sister if she can watch her.
Is that okay? I don't mind going over to your place and just hanging.
No, it should be fine. I could probably use a night out anyway.
Okay, then it's a date.
Yes, it's a date.
Rick, you don't have to keep doing this.
Yes, I do. I should have been doing this all along.
I carry a pocket knife on me now.
Oh, yeah? Quick, show me.
It's somewhere in here.
I'm gonna go close up the bar, drive home, and be in bed by the time you find that thing.
Rick, I'm fine.
I'm fine too, Cher. Just let me do this, okay? Mm-hmm. good day?
Yeah, I think so.
You seem to be walking on air tonight. Never seen you like that before. You know the drill. I'll wait.
Thank you, Rick.
Good night, Cher.
Good night, Rick. Knock, knock. Look at these sleepy pandas. Patty, it's me.
Oh, look at that sleeping panda.
How was she?
A little fussy, but I gave her some stinky tofu, and that made everything all better.
Auntie Patty fed you stinky tofu? Mucky girl.
I'll teach you how to make it.
Or you could just keep making it for me.
You hungry?
No, I'm okay.
Come, eat. How was your exam?
I think it went well.
Yeah.
So far, so good. I'm looking forward to picking out classes for next semester. It's nice being able to think and use my brain for once.
Are you thinking about work? What kind of career you could have?
Patty, I haven't even finished my first semester.
Well, that's why you're in school, to get a better job. You have a daughter to take care of.
I know that.
There's no future working at a bar, Sherry.
I'm aware.
Working so late into the night, you know, it's not safe.
Trust me, I know.
Jim's friend, Dimitri, you remember him?
Vaguely.
Dimitri works at an insurance company and makes good money. Maybe they're hiring.
Sure.
I'll ask Jim to ask Dimitri. Eat.
Hey, Patty. Do you believe in deja vu?
What's that?
It's like a feeling you get when you're doing something and suddenly it's as if you've done this exact thing before. Like you've lived this moment before, so it feels like a memory, but it can't be a memory because you're experiencing it now for the first time.
What?
No, it's just a... Don't worry about it. Hey, tomorrow, would you mind taking Babalu for the night? Rick asked if I could close, and I've got a lot of homework I need to finish, so...
This is exactly why you need a better job. But yes, that's okay. We love having Lulu.
Thanks. Good night, Babalu.
Hey, I'm not a monster, you know. I just, of course I want to see her. I want to see you too. It's never a question about want, okay? Are you just never going to pick up my calls ever again? I'd really like to figure this out. Can you call me tomorrow around noon at work? I'll be sure to be by the phone. I'll pick up, unlike you.
Figure this out? What is there to figure out? Dickwad. Shit, not again.
Are you fucking kidding me? Leaking? Again? God, this place is a fucking shithole!
Sweet Babalu. Sleeping peacefully through Mama's conniptions. Whatever. I'll clean that up tomorrow. This is the stuff.
But I know what I'm needing. Don't wanna waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Go to sleep.
Hello? Hello?
Baby girl.
Yep, the pipe's broken. Again. I'm home right now, if he can come over and look at it. Luisa, shh. Okay, but I can't use my sink until it's fixed.
I'll see when you come by. You're free the rest of the day.
No, I'm not free the rest of the day. I have plans.
Then it'll probably be tomorrow.
Harry. I have a kid. I need my sink fixed.
I'll see when he can come by.
Ugh, shithead. I know. Mama said a bad word. So sorry. Okay, what do we got on the docket? Read chapter 8. Answer questions on page 239. Chapter 8.
All right. What would my Bobaloo rather do?
Kyle, get down from there. Get down from there.
You like walking through the park, Bobaloo? Yeah? So much happening, huh? One day, you'll be big enough to play here.
Kyle?
You gonna be a little terror like Kyle?
Kyle, you...
Yeah? Well, I appreciate your honesty. Wanna sit and watch the kiddos play for a bit? Bobaloo? Yeah, you're mesmerized. This is nice, huh, baby girl? Yeah. Ooh, what do we have here? Madonna, Milli Vanilli, you're not getting me in trouble today. Oh, new order. Yes. Shall we go inside and have a closer look, Bobaloo? Yes, we shall.
Need help finding anything?
No, I found what I came in for.
Oh, technique. Solid choice. Definitely New Order's most underrated album, but still a fantastic one.
Screaming Trees? Delightful.
Oh, you like Screaming Trees?
No, I never heard of them, but I like the name.
You strike me as the kind of woman who has great taste in music.
I am.
Then check them out. I think you like their sound.
Well, all right. Screaming Trees it is.
Let me know if I can find anything else for you.
Thanks. Actually, yes. Could you help me find an older album?
Sure thing. What you looking for?
Billy Joel. Turnstiles. I don't know about this outfit. What do you think? You love it? You hate it? I know, Mama looks weird all prissied up, huh? God, what am I doing? Crap, we gotta go. Mama's taking you over to Auntie and Uncle's, okay? Because Mama's gonna hang out with her friend, okay? Okay. Uh-oh. Bobaloo, where did Mama put the Billy Joel tape? Ah, yes, it's already in my purse. I know, you're the brains of this operation.
Hey, you two.
Hey, Jim, did Patty tell you that...
Yep.
Is she here?
Nope. She's out running errands. You look nice. Are you going out?
I don't always dress like a slob, Jim.
I know. I'm just pointing out how nice you look today.
Thank you.
Here, can I?
Sure.
Hi, sweet girl. I like that hat. Yes, it looks good on you.
She keeps taking it off and tossing it into the air. Don't you, Louisa?
Oh, is that right, Louisa?
A real Mary Tyler Moore over here.
Well, that ain't so bad.
Right. At least one of us is a career woman. You're gonna make it after all. Huh, Babalu?
So Patty tells me that you're interested in a job at my buddy's insurance company?
Oh, no. I'm not interested in that at all. But thank you.
Well, if you need anything, you just let me know, yeah?
Yeah. Thanks, Jim.
Well, I don't want to keep you.
Yeah, I should head out. Bye, sweet thing.
Say bye, Mama.
Bye, Mama.
Bye. Is this it? Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Good evening, ma'am. Dropping off?
No, picking up. My friend, I'm early.
Quite all right. You can pull your car up to the right there, and I'll have the front desk let your friend know that you're here.
Oh, sure.
What's the guest name?
It's Patty. Patty Hillman.
Patty Hillman. Got it. I'll go alert the front desk.
Sherry, it's Sam. Did we say 7 o'clock? I thought we did. Anyway, I'm here in the lobby. You're probably stuck in traffic or something. I'll see you soon. Hey, it's me again. Not sure if maybe you went to the wrong hotel. I'm at the Hilton on Los Robles. If you get this, call me at the hotel. It's 577-1000.
It's Sherry. Leave a message.
So now I'm worried. When you get this, can you just please call me and let me know that you're... Did I do something? I'm sorry if I... Okay, listen. It's okay, Sherry. Whatever this is, it's okay. If you're not feeling like it's okay, I'll understand. But all I ask is that you just, like, tell me you're not in a ditch somewhere and that you're okay. I don't care. Just, like, call the hotel. Leave a message with the front desk. Whatever. Just please let me know. Bye, Sherry.
What is wrong with me?
What is wrong with me?
The simplest of things are very hard for me, I'm learning. Things that come so naturally to others, I really struggle with. Like having a conversation with a friend. Having a friend. Being a friend. Being honest. I called the hotel and actually spoke to Sam. Told her some sob story that I broke down on the side of the road and couldn't get anyone to help me. I don't think she believed it. I've never been good at lying. She said she'd call me if she's ever back in town, but she's not a good liar either. DJ once told me that I wasn't equipped to love anyone. But I don't think that's it. I know that I have a tendency to mess things up. But I don't want to. I don't want to be this person. That must mean something. Right?
Who is it?
Derek. Maintenance.
Oh, right.
Same pipe leaking again?
Yep.
All right. Let's have a look.
Sorry for the mess.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. I've seen much worse.
Oh, shit.
What?
Nothing. I just forgot something.
Babalu was created, written, and produced by me, Kimberly Truong. Directed by Catherine Chen Lerner. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Charles Moody. With performances by Christine Liao, Molly Reagan, Eileen Shi, Heather Woodward, Adam Bozarth, Amber Steigelfest, Joseph Lopez, Matthew Kimbrough, Jackie Abel, Julianne Kolb, Mark Morante, Preston Gear, PJ McCormick, V. Kumari, Catherine Chen Lerner, James Donahauer, and Kimberly Truong. Theme music by Edith Mudge. Additional music by Manish Ayachit, James Donahauer, and Molly Gunner. Studio recording by Parker Silzer and David Stern. Artwork by Gabby Hawkins. Logo by Alex Bruno. A very special thank you to Lisa Lafferty and the Firecracker Department, Mari Meyer, Peter Burns, Victoria LaVilla, Brandon Beardsley, Hillary and the Boys, Katie McEwen, and our incredible Kickstarter backers. Babalu is a production of Uneasy Tiger. Thank you so much for being a part of our journey for season one. If you enjoyed Babalu, please consider leaving us a rating and review, sharing our show with someone you think will love it too, or by visiting uneasytiger.com/support to shop our merch or to make a donation. All contributions will go towards the production of season two. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, please dial 988 or visit 988lifeline.org for resources and support.